turn on you, you look too good to me. Your beady eyes, they can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a hide us in. You can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
Well, hello, Patriots. Thank you so much for being here on the Shemaine Show. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe and give it a good rating if you would, if you like anything that I've been able to share with you. Today, I wanted to talk to you about some things. You know, President Trump just had his announcement at Mar-a-Lago that he's running again. And how does that affect you on your daily basis? You know, no matter what happens in the world, there are a couple of things that we need to do, and that's number one is taking care of ourselves, taking care of our health, taking care of our finances, taking care of the people, the family members in our lives who need us, family and friends. And, you know, life doesn't always unfold the way that we want or should, but I believe that God is guiding me and directing me into doing these podcasts. I hope you enjoy them. I hope it brings you some information that can change your life. And if it has, give us a good review. I'm also going to be doing a show on Real America's Voice coming soon. I will let you know when that is. And I'm also going to be doing a show here on Podbean Live in the coming weeks. And I would love to have you join me. I would love seeing you there live because I'll be able to see your comments about what we're talking about. I'll have some interesting guests. I'll bet you can name one or two and lots of great information. So, you know, there's a lot going on in the world today. And as I mentioned, we need to take care of our health. And that's the reason that I'm here, the reason that I'm talking to you right now. I got sick and almost died. And I want to tell you that story, not for any reason, not to make you feel sorry for me or anything, but it caused me to become an investigative sleuth. When doctors just told me, nah, your symptoms are all in your head. Nah, really? You still have a headache after I've given you 10 different types of medication? And literally, I was popping medication like there were M&Ms. And I love M&Ms. But I knew that there was something else going on. I knew that I had to get to the bottom of it, and I did. And I'm going to tell you all about that story. But why this is important is because perhaps there is something going on in the world today that you think isn't right. And I'm wondering, do you think that it's possible our own government is gaslighting us? I'm going to get into gaslighting in just a minute, but I want you to think for a moment about your gifts and talents. It might not be something that you think it is. Like, you look at somebody like my husband, Ted Nugent. Obviously, he can play the guitar well. Not everybody can do that, but God needs you exactly where you're at. Some people are really, really good at numbers and accounting. I need accountants. I have a great accountant, but I can't do that. That's not my forte. Some people are really good at sewing or helping people organize or, you know, running errands for the elderly. You might not think that where you are in life is anything special, but it is. God has you exactly where He wants you right now. And you know what? With everything that's going on in the world, I really do believe that this is a spiritual war, and we all need to step up and get ready, get prepared, put on that full armor of God. We each have different gifts and talents, and I don't know if it's a gift or talent of mine, but I certainly do like exercising. In fact, I am rushing because I got to go teach a Zumba fitness class. At 60, I'm 60 years old. Now, the reason I'm here, the reason I'm talking to you about all of this, any of this, speaking out rather than just sitting on the couch watching Netflix and eating popcorn, which is an option. I've watched all of Handmaid's Tale. I've watched all of, well, of course, Outlander and all of Yellowstone and, The Queen's Gambit is a good one. Okay, I digress. The reason I'm here speaking with you at all is because I got sick and almost died. For those of you who don't know my story, let me take you down a little bit of a different rabbit hole. I got sick and almost died from toxic mold exposure in my home that was once featured on MTV Cribs. I went to dozens of different doctors. My son Rocco says, you know, it was with his dad, who's my husband, Ted Nugent. Ted was always on tour. Ted toured anywhere from 200 to 300 days a year. So we would go visit Ted on the road when Rocco was growing up. But at home, Rocco would often say, I was on tour with my mom going to different doctors. I went to every different doctor because I had debilitating migraines. And I was in the health and fitness industry since 1980 when I was in college. Before there was, I'm using air quotes, aerobics, some of my dorm mates, my roommates in my dormitory at Central Michigan University, we would play the boombox and have music and just do leg lifts and old-fashioned calisthenics. Then came aerobics, dance aerobics, things like that. And I fell in love with that. I've been athletic all of my life. I used to race motocross. I was a state champion swimmer 2 times. And I was once named Detroit's most physical female. The reason I'm telling you all this is because when I got sick and almost died, I had tried everything I could do to try to get my health back. But it got to the point where I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs. And a friend who is an attorney and represented an entire community in Michigan, that all of the homes were contaminated with toxic mold. He said, you know, you have similar symptoms to all of these people that I'm representing in a lawsuit against the builder. Why don't you go to this toxicologist and get tested to see what's in your bloodstream? So Ted and I went to a toxicologist in Royal Oak, Michigan, and found out we both had 4 different types of mold in our bloodstream. And I was also diagnosed with having pre-emphysema. That explains why my chest was tightening when I was teaching my aerobics classes. I was rushed to the hospital I thought I was having a heart attack. And debilitating migraines. I should have been the walking poster child for health and fitness, and yet I was plagued with unbelievable migraines to the point where I was popping pills, medication. I tried every different migraine medication there was. And I remember Ted rushing me to the hospital one time for a migraine, and they were giving me everything, including morphine. And I looked at the nurse who came back in after she gave me, like every half an hour or so, she'd come in and say, well, did that medication work? After they put it in an IV and Ted was sitting at the edge of my bed in a little stool, little chair in an emergency room in Jackson, Michigan. And every time the nurse came in, I said, no, I still feel it. I still have this migraine. What else you got? And so she had given me the dose of morphine. She came back in half an hour later. I'm like, it's not working. This is why I'm coming to you. I ended up becoming my own investigative sleuth and finding out, discovering that our home was actually killing us. We never saw anything, but we discovered that between the walls, toxic mold was growing due to faulty building. And, you know, it certainly would have been a lot easier if somebody would have said, do you want to take the red pill or the blue pill? I would have taken the red pill. So I'm getting to what's going on right now. Wouldn't it be a lot easier if President Trump or anybody could just say, guys, this is what's going on. The world is run by a cabal, a deep state that is all about money, and it's been happening since the assassination of JFK. And everybody in our government, not everybody, many in a political office are just trying to cover up this corruption. What if you learned that everything you thought you knew was true wasn't? That term is also called gaslighting. And it's really important because, you know, that's what I had thought when I was getting tested from different doctors who would say, try this medication or that medication. And they would say, well, you're probably just overstressed. Well, yeah, of course I am. Who isn't, by the way? Everybody is. But with gaslighting, there's a couple of different things that happen. And why we can tell, I think, that what's been going on now is gaslighting. Gaslighting, you've probably heard about it, comes from a movie. And it's a form of psychological manipulation in which the abuser attempts to sow seeds of self-doubt and confusion in the victim's mind. Typically, gaslighters are seeking to gain power and control over the other person by distorting reality and forcing them to question their own judgment and intuition. Does this sound familiar? The government has been gaslighting us for years. They want us to doubt our own convictions, to question what we know to be true. And they do this by spinning or twisting the facts, spreading misinformation, and saying that, no, actually, you're the one that's spreading misinformation. But this is actually propaganda tactics. The term comes from this movie called Gaslight. It's actually a play in 1938 by Patrick Hamilton, which is about a guy, Jack, who slowly convinces his wife, Bella, into thinking that she's just going insane. The play all takes place in their house where Bella is just constantly walking on eggshells. Jack, her husband, is flirting with everybody, like all these different women. But when Bella calls him out on it, he says, oh, you're reading things into this, and that's not true. And he'll disappear without telling her where he's going. But at night, Jack secretly visits the top floor of the house and turns on these gas lamps, which causes the lights below to dim. So when Bella says, oh, every night around the same time, the lights are dimming. Well, Jack says, no, you're just imagining that. And he says it so often that Bella starts to believe, yeah, maybe he's right. Maybe I am imagining that. Maybe I'm going insane. Gaslighting has been going on in the political realm for decades. Some of the characteristics. Now, tell me if this doesn't ring true. So here are some of the characteristics of gaslighting. Withholding information. Yeah. Countering, like calling in to question your memory, despite the fact that you have a good memory, but just changing the narrative on you. And blocking and diverting, like they change the subject and they control the narrative. They also, the abuser trivializes the victim and makes the victim believe that their thoughts aren't important at all. Oh, you're just imagining that. What's for dinner? And obviously forgetting and denial. I can't help but think back to things like 9/11, JFK assassination, and now there are even more and more, there's more information coming out about that if we thought there wasn't enough. I recently watched a documentary called JFK to 9/11, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick. Now it's long, it's on YouTube right now, it's 3.5 hours, but Ted, who typically doesn't have any patience, he was captivated and he watched the movie. I think we took one or two potty breaks. If you have time, I highly recommend it. But this documentary travels back to the days of Adolf Hitler and explores the indirect link. Now, work with me here. The indirect link to the Nazi regime and the Kennedy assassination, and also to 9/11. And it talks about a shadow government and how they use wars to make money, to fill the pockets of the world's elite 1%. They even suggest in this movie that Hitler was merely a puppet used to carry out the dirty deeds of some of the world's dirtiest men. Now, let's think about gaslighting. Who is the original gaslighter? Think about it. Satan was the original gaslighter. In the Garden of Eden, the devil deceived Eve into eating the apple, and he told her that you're not going to die. And you know what? By the way, God is keeping something from you. He gaslighted her into thinking that what she knew to be true was actually false. The gaslighting techniques that the devil used on Eve, guys, they're still being used today. Satan wants us to doubt our own beliefs, our own convictions, and for us to question what we know to be true. He does that by twisting the facts, spreading misinformation, and using propaganda tactics. Look at COVID-19. First, they said it was started in a wet market. And Fauci, the puppy torturer, Fauci said masks did not work. Remember that? Check it out. He did. And then, of course, they did. And then we had to stay 6 feet apart. They closed down schools. They closed down churches and gyms. But they didn't close down strip clubs or liquor stores. And I remember seeing the sad, sad state where my grandson was graduating from high school. We couldn't go to his graduation. They postponed it and then got to the point where nobody could go. And funerals. People couldn't go to funerals. Funerals were postponed. Life-saving operations were postponed. And remember this, guys. Joe Biden couldn't come out of the basement to campaign for fear of getting COVID. Isn't the gaslighting obvious? I'm here talking to you today because I was gaslit by doctors who told me my symptoms were all in my head, that I was just overstressed, or try this pill or try that pill. If you believe that you're being gaslit about something, whether it's on a grand scheme, like the government, the World Economic Forum, COVID, this election campaign, anything, do not hesitate to do your own research. I say this constantly when people message me, and I have to be very careful about what I post on social media because I'm already permanently banned on Twitter. And I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Instagram. I post reels and things like that. But here is where I'm really posting more information that I can speak freely. And coming up soon, I'm going to be doing a new show on Real America's Voice where I can speak my mind and video. Yay! But I encourage you to do your own research, and I can't stress this enough. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what anybody else says. Do your own research. Get to the bottom of it yourself and keep asking questions. That's what this is all about, I believe. This is a spiritual war. And we know who's at the helm of the spiritual war. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." And down in 5:14, it says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." And then my favorite, Ephesians 6:11. Therefore, okay, I'm going to go back to Ephesians 6:11. "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I'm gonna continue. But this is really important. We're going to get more into spiritual warfare coming up with Pastor Anthony again. 6:14, Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, I could just keep reading that. The point is, guys, continue to pray. If you think that there is something wrong, if God has awakened you, and I pray that more and more people are becoming awakened to the truth that this is a spiritual war, and we are getting gaslit by our own government, both sides. It goes deep, y'all. It goes deep. I'm going to get into that even more. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm going to be going live here on Podbean soon, and I'm going to give you the dates so that you can join me, because I love being able to communicate with you back and forth and see your comments. And I love having this opportunity to touch base with you and to share some of these thoughts. I get so many great direct messages on the social media platforms that I have, and I really do appreciate it. If you guys want to find out more about me, you can check out my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks. I'm going to be having a magazine, online magazine, coming out soon, and an online program about spiritual warfare with Pastor Anthony. This and so much more. All right, guys, have a blessed day. Do something healthy and happy just for you today. Thanks for listening.